This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Skillshare. Want to find out how you can get 2 months of Skillshare, this amazing online learning platform, for just 99 cents? Stay tuned for details later on in the show. Coming up on episode number 1239, Joni Mitchell turned 75 last week, a week ago. You know what I was doing? I was laid up in bed. I was sick. I couldn't do a show, but we're doing it now. A cover story featuring all of your favorite Joni Mitchell songs covered by folks like Nazareth and Herbie Hancock and Sufjan Stevens. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. My name is Brian Ippen. Did you miss me? I missed you. Been gone for 3 weeks, three Wednesdays. Was in New England for the first one, was in Anaheim for the second one, and was sick for the last one. So I think out of all three, I would choose, it'd be a toss-up between New England and Anaheim. Both of them were awesome. Great trips, and more than anything else, though, I am glad to be back and glad to be bringing you a very cool episode of Coverville, a very cool cover story episode of Coverville. Like I mentioned, Joni Mitchell turned 75 last week, and there's no better way to kick this thing off than play one of my favorite songs by Joni Mitchell covered. Now, my favorite cover of all time is indeed a cover of Both Sides Now, the one that's done by Jason Faulkner. However, I've played that one on the show so many times, I want to bring you something new. How about a cover by a band called U.S. Elevator? This just came out. No, I take that back. This came out in 2012 on their single Moons and Junes, pulled right from the lyrics. Here is U.S. Elevator and their cover of Both Sides Now.
Dizzy dancing where you feel. coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I
a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, but I'm drawn to those ones that ain't. I remember the time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Well, surely you've touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time.
It's a paved paradise. They put up a parking lot with a big hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charge the people $1.50 just to see them. And don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now. Give me the spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They pay paradise and they put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Ooh, la, 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 la.
Well, late last night, she heard the screen door slam, and the big yellow taxi took away her old man. How about that? Well,
don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Build some parks, plant some trees.
Here is a shell for you in
inside you hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby.
From her 2008 album Jukebox, that is Cat Power. With her cover of Blue by Joni Mitchell. That Cat Power, actually, Chan, has come out with a new album, and she's great at including a cover on each album, except Jukebox. Jukebox was all covers, but her most recent album includes a cover of Stay by Rihanna, I believe. Really, really good and worth checking out. Cat Power, just an amazing, amazing voice on Chan Marshall, who's the lead singer of that band. Keb Mo, right before that, with a cover of Big Yellow Taxi. I don't know who that is joining him on vocals, but it might be one of his own kids. I don't know. That's from his album Big Wide Grin, which was a kid's album, intended a kid's album, from Keb Mo, whose real name is Kevin Morris. Katie Lang, right before that, with A Case of You, that one from her 2004 album Hymns of the 49th Parallel. Tall Heights, from their single of the same name, 2016, River, and it is coming on Christmas, so seems appropriate always to play that one. Both Sides Now, starting us off by U.S. Elevator, that one from their single from 2012, Moons and Junes. That one is actually released for Record Store Day back in 2012, so very hard to find a digital copy. You've got to actually go out and find a copy of the album, which those things sell out so quickly. Singles and albums that you get for Record Store Day. Another one is coming up, by the way, a week from Friday. Also coming up a week from Friday is Coverthon. I'll talk more about Coverthon later on in the show, but Record Store Day and Coverthon usually fall on the same days, at least the ones in the latter part of the year, the post-Thanksgiving part. The ones that happen in April, no, I'm there. I'm always there. I'm always trying to get those cover singles. Before we get to more Joni Mitchell covers, let's get to this. The sponsor for this episode of Coverville is Skillshare. Listen, this thing is awesome. Skillshare is an online learning platform with over 20,000 classes, and you'll find them in every scope. Everything that you want to learn is right there on Skillshare, whether it's business, design, technology, everything. You can take classes in music production, for example. Apply those to podcasting if you're a podcaster, music composition, video editing, photography, creative writing, you name it, they've got it. So whether you're trying to deepen your professional skill set or you're starting a side hustle, maybe you're looking to get some freelance clients, maybe do something on the side, Skillshare has got what you need to get you learning and thriving. I actually just finished the Illustrator course. There was an Illustrator tips and tricks course, and I've been using Illustrator since, about 1987, 88. Back when it was version 2.3, I think, was the version of Illustrator I started using. So I thought, all right, well, what are they going to teach me that I don't already know? Oh, there's so much that they taught me that I don't already know. A lot of stuff, creating pattern-based lines, using targeting layers to get underneath layers. You know, I do all this stuff where I sketch something out and then I use it as a template for when I draw the stuff in Illustrator. And just in watching, like, oh, I could take the illustration, scan it in, and put it open. Well, I'm going in way more detail than you probably care about. But I learned new tips and tricks just by going to Skillshare and learning it that way. And now you can do that too, because you are a Coverville listener. Skillshare and Coverville want to bring this special deal. Join the millions of students that are already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer. Get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents. That's right. So you can get, as a Coverville listener, you'll get 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes and courses for just 99 cents. Go to Skillshare.com/Coverville to sign up. That's right. Skillshare.com/Coverville. Start your 2 months today. That is Skillshare.com/Coverville. These guys are great. Hey. All right, let's get back to the Joni Mitchell covers here. And this is one that a lot of people associate with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. However, oh no, it was originally a Joni Mitchell song. And I'm trying to remember the details. She was originally going to perform it at Woodstock. She got a chance to do the Dick Cavett Show, I believe. Or was it The Tonight Show? I think it might have been The Tonight Show. And she obviously opted for The Tonight Show. So she didn't go to Woodstock. She didn't perform at Woodstock, although this song made its live debut at Woodstock. I'm sure I'm going to get corrections aplenty from that. But if I remember correctly, that was the case. And so she gave it to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young to perform at Woodstock. And they did. And it became a huge hit for them. Later on, in 1972, not much later on, Godfrey Daniel decided to do their version of this song. Godfrey Daniel has this knack for taking songs done in the 60s and 70s. They've done a couple Beatles songs and other popular songs of the 60s and 70s, and then redoing them almost in a an old 50s early rock and roll style. You're going to hear that right now. Here's Godfrey Daniel from the one and only album they ever released called Take a Sad Song and their cover of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock.
I was walking down the street one day. I met a guy going my way. I asked him where he was going, so he told me.
Back to the God. Africa, last night I couldn't sleep. You know it's your I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor gold and the shivering trees are standing in their naked rows, I get the urge for going I never seem to go. I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down, winter's closing in. I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. Not another man in town my darling's heart could win. When the leaves came tumbling down and the bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, I had to let her go. She gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down, winter's closing in. And the warriors of winter gave a cold triumphant shout. All that's left is dying and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, they've got the wings to go. They get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down, closing in. I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and keep my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and ask her to stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, I guess she'll have to go. She gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. All her empires are falling down, I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down, winter is closing in.
Nazareth, Scottish band that redid This Flight Tonight, originally done by Joni Mitchell, covered there by Nazareth, included on Hot Tracks, which came out in 1976, a greatest hits album, although they included it a few years before, 1973. Which album did they include it on? I guess it was just released as a single. Oh, no, there we go. Loud and Proud. It was produced by Roger Glover of Deep Purple, and Joni Mitchell actually really liked the cover that they did, which is such a departure, no pun intended, because it's about a flight, but it's such a departure from her version. It's just an amazing, amazing transformation, and a really, really cool song by Nazareth. Urge for Going right before that by Luca Bloom, that one from his cover album called Keeper of the Flame, which came out in 2008. Cyndi Lauper and a live version of Carrie, that one from an all-star tribute to Joni Mitchell, which came out in 2000. Very hard to find online. But Carrie, it's funny because Carrie was the A-side to the B-side, This Flight Tonight, when Joni Mitchell originally released those songs. Help Me by Mandy Moore right before that. That one from her album Coverage, which came out in 2003. Great cover album from Mandy Moore, who started out as this teen pop sensation like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, and then matured so much faster than the two of them in doing much deeper songs, much better music, getting out of that pop realm. And actually currently, of course, if you didn't know, you can see her as the mom, which spans the character that spans two generations on the TV show This Is Us, the hit NBC TV show This Is Us. And then the start was Woodstock, Godfrey Daniel taking Joni Mitchell's track, which was only released a couple of years earlier, and taking it in 1972, including it on their album Take a Sad Song, and completely transforming it into, I don't know, there's some Runaway by Dion in there, there's some a whole bunch of different oldies that, meanwhile, back at the ranch, a song can't think of which, what the song is that that's from. We were talking about Woodstock in the chat room, by the way. Next week being Thanksgiving, I'm quite sure that my mom is going to bring up the fact yet again that she couldn't go to Woodstock because she was pregnant with me. And that should kind of give you a time frame of when I was born and when Woodstock took place and all that stuff. Anyway, Woodstock by Godfrey Daniel. Speaking of Thanksgiving, or more specifically the day after Thanksgiving, let me really quickly tell you about Coverthon. It is going to take place again this year, the day after Thanksgiving, on what is commonly referred to as Black Friday. Like I did last year, I'm going to be starting early in the morning, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So as you're out there doing your Black Friday shopping or you're relaxing indoors eating those turkey leftovers, you can enjoy a full day of cover songs, all for a good cause. We're raising money for Alzheimer's research as well as operating costs for Coverville. We split it right down the middle, operating costs for Coverville and Alzheimer's research. But the cool thing is that I always time it with Black Friday so that we can take advantage of the matching donation offers. So, you're going to get, we're going to get whatever the total amount is, that and more is going to go to Alzheimer's research because of the matching donation. Always try and skew it in favor of Alzheimer's research and only take what's necessary for Coverville donations. That's taking place a week from Friday at coverville.com/coverthon. I'll probably do what I always do, which is make the homepage of Coverville. I'll make it the Twitch stream. Something new I'm doing this year, though, is program a set. Where you can, you the listener, can program a set of music, a three-song set of music on Coverville that I'll play as part of Coverthon. It's something I haven't done. I've done it for guests, but I've never done it for listeners. We're going to try it out this year. If you want to program a set of music, you can do that. And I just ask that you pair it with a donation, $5 or more donation, and you can program a set of music. And I'll say whatever you want as part of that set of music. You want me to say your name? You want me to say a dedication? Heck, if you want me to promote your business, any of those things, I'm happy to do. So go to coverville.com/coverthon, make your donation, and getting that page set up. But the donate button is right there, and it works, so you can use that. Cool. That's a week from Friday. Of course, a week from today is the annual All Beatles Thanksgiving. And because it times perfectly with the release of the White Album, the 50th anniversary of the White Album, that's going to be a strong focus in this episode of Coverville that's going to air next week. So stay tuned for that. Let's get back to Joni Mitchell, though, and last set of music, starting things off with Zee Avi from her album Zee Avi's Nightlight from 2014. Here is her cover of The Circle Game.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over ten clear frozen streams. Words like when you're older must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. Springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now. Till you drag your feet too slow, the circle's down. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. Lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be good dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. And go round and round and round in the circle.
The blonde in the bleachers, she flips her hair for you. Above the loudspeakers, you start to fall. She follows you home, but you miss living alone. You can still hear sweet mysteries calling you. The bands and the roadies, loving them and leaving them. It's a pleasure to try them, it's trouble to keep on. 'Cause it seems like you gotta give up such a piece of your soul when you give up the chase. Feeling it hot and cold, you're in rock and roll, it's the nature of the race. It's the unknown child, so sweet and wild, it's youth, it's too good to waste. She tapes her regrets to the microphone stand. She says you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll man. But count on your plans with a rock and roll man. For very long, compete with the fans for your rock and roll man. For very long, the girls and the bands and the rock and roll man.
I was a free man in Paris. Whoso walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes, the mathematic circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. Russo paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eye and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above the five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle lion. The jungle lion, screaming in a ritual of sound and time. Floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women, funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats. Charging, chanting down the jungle line. Soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet. It slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Russo's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge, steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
Back in 2005, No, I take that back. 2007, Herbie Hancock released an album called River, The Joni Letters, a tribute, of course, to Joni Mitchell. And I can't think of anybody who could do a better version of the lyrics or do a better version with the lyrics of The Jungle Line than the late, great Leonard Cohen himself. I love hearing his voice, first of all, but man, hearing him deliver that thing like a dark beat poetry impressionist landscape is just so, so cool. Herbie Hancock gets a few people. I want to say, oh man, who else does he get on that album? There's a few different vocalists, none of which are coming to mind right now that participate on that thing with him. I'm pulling it up because I want to talk about it because it's a really, really cool album. You got Norah Jones. I remember Norah Jones for sure. Who else? We have got... Oh, there we go. Tina Turner, Corinne Bailey Rae, Joni Mitchell herself helping out with the Leaf Prophecy or Tea Leaf Prophecy. River has Corinne Bailey Rae. Really, really cool album and worth picking up. Thank you, by the way, Stephanie Rae from California, for for pulling up that list so quickly. Yeah, Herbie Hancock and Leonard Cohen with The Jungle Line. Before that, Sufjan Stevens from a tribute to Joni Mitchell. A cover of A Free Man in Paris. That one also came out in 2007. And you know what? Let's do a triptych of 2007. The Blonde in the Bleachers by Acreville River. That one from their very first Golden Opportunities mixtape, which they offered as a free download on their website, Acreville River. You can find a link to that in the show notes. I don't know if they still have it on there as a free download, but if they don't, then you might be able to find it in other places. The Blonde in the Bleachers is the one there by Acreville River. Z Avi with a track that came out just a few years ago on her Nightlight album from 2014, a cover of The Circle Game. That, my friends, is going to bring us back to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's that welcoming music. I know that stuff. And I'll tell you about the ways you can reach Coverville. How can you reach Coverville, you might ask? Email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, you know, it's toll-free, but who cares about toll-free these days, really? You know, maybe I shouldn't pay to have that thing toll-free anymore. Just get a regular phone number and do it there. That's a way to leave a message. Of course, if you want to do anything else, go to coverville.com. You can check out coverville.com and participate in the Coverthon with your own program a set. Program your own set of three songs. Just let me know what you want to hear. Give me your name. Tell me what you want me to say along with those three songs. Hell, you know, if you even want to tell me what hour you'd like me to try and fit it into, I can probably do that as well. All that stuff, coverville.com/coverthon, C-O-V-E-R-T-H-O-N. Coming up a week from Friday, and then 1 week from today, is the Beatles double shot Thanksgiving episode. We're going to focus on the White Album, but of course, we'll have a lot of stuff on there that's not from the White Album. New covers, things that have come out recently that I want to get on the show. Okay, that's going to do it. We're done. That's just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, bringing your podcast so good, you'll hear both sides now.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.